Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Now. Good morning. Welcome, Crevo. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Doing great. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, excellent. Maddie from the newsroom, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm all right, yeah.
Excellent.
After locking myself in again.
Oh, my God. As we walk in, Maddie's at, like, this small pane glass window at her newsroom door, knocking on it. Please let me out. She was locked in. The handle's
like
broken.
Somebody in a cage stuck in there.
I felt like that.
Second time in a week.
Yeah.
You've got problems, man. You need to put something in there, you know?
Like a little chock in the door. Yeah.
I've got one, but I don't know what happened. I must have let the door slam too fast, and it must have pushed the little snail door stopper right out of the way.
Oh, you got this. That's our snail door stopper.
I know, but we need it, okay? Your door has a handle.
Oh, that's true. You know, you got to look at the priorities of the situation.
We love you so much, Maddie, that we want to keep you here 24 hours a day. That's all it is.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But you know what? That sentence changes wildly depending on the way that you say it.
You just want to keep you here for 24 hours a day, mate.
The voice that you use makes that either creepy or okay. Either way, though, you shouldn't be locked in anywhere.
Hey, really interesting story in the news about this, the lockout law trials, all these venues sharing a database. I think that's a great idea, actually.
So do I. If you're a troublemaker at one place, why, like, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
I think we need it. I think, you know, it's time to open up again. But, yeah, they just needed some infrastructure in place, and I think this is perfect. Hey.
What a great way of doing it.
Not many people are going out at 3 in the morning anyway, you know?
Well, yeah, that's true.
It gives us the option to, though.
Absolutely.
It's nice to have the option.
It is.
Totally right. Interesting about the extension of the, speaking of locking, the lockdown down in Sydney, is that confirmed or not yet?
It hasn't been officially confirmed. So, yeah, the Premier's she's already indicated she'll be giving an update today. That chat happened yesterday. It's all over. Like, pretty much every news outlet in the country is like, we understand that this will be happening. But we won't have the official word until that, presumably 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
conference.
So they're saying it, a lot of outlets are saying it's extended to the 16th in Sydney.
Right, okay. So we'll soon find out. 11 o'clock today.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next today. Awesome prize on offer. $50 to spend at Inforno. Get yourself a lovely meal, all yours. All you need to do is call up now, 131009. We need one guy and one girl to play Lads versus Lasses. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes, Maddie.
It is indeed. We'll do it after Amy Shah, Keith Urban, Love Songs Aim for Us in UFM. Good morning.
UFM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes. So come on, girls, if you want to have a go at this, this is your chance. A couple of simple questions. And if you beat the guys, or vice versa, you win the voucher plus a point for our leaderboard. Lads, currently on 45, Lasses on 47.
Oh, we're closing the gap. We can do this.
Absolutely.
All right, let's meet our lass this morning. UFM, hello.
Lass is gone. Let's
that was a really angry lass.
Yeah, let's try the next lass
UFM,
in line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Alice.
Alice, how are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
Good stuff. All right, well, let's crack on with your questions. $50 Hamilton Inforno voucher up for grabs today.
Okay, question number one for you, Alice. In the V drinks range, what variety is in the silver cans?
Oh, sugar-free?
That is correct.
Oh, good job.
One on the board. Well done. All right, question two for you. Fat Max is a line of tools made by which company? Big tool company.
What was the brand, sorry?
It's a line of tools. Fat Max. it's Stanley. That's their, professional line. Okay, yep. Question number three. The crewman is a model of ute made by... Oh, hold it. Very good. Two on the board.
Good job, Alice.
I love
Alice.
That.
Hold the line for
well
us.
Well done. Two out of three.
Let's meet our lad this morning. His name is Josh from Maryland. He works in logistics for a catalogue distribution. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Morning. Pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well. You're a very polite man. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, you need two for a tiebreaker coin toss or three for an instant win this morning. Question number one for you, Josh, is who hosts Channel 10's The Bachelor?
Andrew G.
We'll accept Andrew G. It is Osher Ginsberg now, though. He's got many names.
The man of many names.
Question number two. What type of product is Chanel number 5? Multiple choice. Is it A, hand cream, B, intimate wash, or C, perfume?
Perfume.
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
All right, Josh. Man, if you get this right, you win. If you get this wrong, tiebreaker coin toss. Question three. What is the name of Rebel Wilson's character in the Pitch Perfect movies?
I'm not sure.
Did you just burp?
No, it wasn't me.
All right, Shaggy.
Wrong, which means tiebreaker coin toss time. Here we go.
Oh, my God. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Hey, Josh, okay. Heads or tails, man?
Tails.
Tails. Flip that coin, Crevo.
Odds, heads.
Oh, sorry, Josh. Sorry, man.
Sorry about that, which means, Alice, you're a winner.
You win, Alice.
Well done. Hooray, Alice. All right, Alice is so excited. She's celebrating very, very quietly.
Thanks, Alice.
Good job. You can celebrate however you want in this show, actually. We don't discriminate. We don't like that.
Hey, oh my God, Crevo, I don't know if you know about this new show on Netflix. It's called Sex Life. So it's a drama.
I've heard about this, but haven't watched about it.
It's one of the, like, the main shows on Netflix at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's a scene on the show that's kind of shocked everybody, right? It's like it's in a shower scene, two blokes. It's based around a lady and her boyfriends, right? And this her current boyfriend is at the gym in the shower with her ex-boyfriend. He turns around and he sees, I guess, the fullness of his frontal area. And he's a little bit taken aback by that because obviously not as big.
The angle of the dangle,
yeah,
if you will.
Like man, I'm just going to say it. Like, as long as a 30-centimeter ruler.
So 30 centimeters?
30 centimeters.
It's a good way of measuring.
There's been a big investigation online as to whether this man is actually that large.
When you say online investigation... Are you involved in this investigation?
No, I'm not. But I've got the answer if this guy from Sex Life has the huge, you know what, details.
Cucumber.
Next, New FM. Eggplant.
New FM.
105.3
New FM. The
Novos,
Jade, Maddie and
Crevo. Desiree, you've got to be at New FM. It's 6:27, 4 degrees in the valley right now, Crevo. We are launching our investigation into the Sex Life Adam Demo situation.
Yeah, you were very insistent that we launch this investigation. And you know what? I don't back down from a challenge. So if we need to nail this out and figure out what's happening, I understand.
The show's made the headlines for all the wrong reasons, not for the quality storytelling on this Netflix show, Sex Life. It's because Adam Demos, he's an Aussie actor that stars in the show. In the show, he's been filmed full frontal nude in a shower scene, right? And he is quite the man, like the biggest man I've ever seen.
Oh.
I'm talking really big. Like you know how there's like XL then XXL then like XXXXXXL?
Yes.
It's the latter.
I understand how sizing works in terms of, you know, T-shirts and stuff.
Everybody's saying, hey, is this a prosthetic old mate or is it actually him? It's so large that people are like, surely this can't be him. The internet's gone into meltdown and this huge investigation trying to find out if, in fact, it's his. I've just showed you and there's nothing. You got so awkward by it.
Of course. Well, I wasn't expecting it.
Well, I never thought that you and I together would be looking at one
at
of those.
At the same thing, right, in that area. My question is, how does the internet investigate such a thing? What have been some of the discoveries and things uncovered that have led to the conclusions that are out there?
Okay, so one part of the investigation found that he does in fact have a tattoo on his V, and he's like sort of the lower stomach part.
Right.
In the show, in that scene, no tattoo.
Now, that could be covered up by makeup, could it not?
Exactly right. That's my thoughts exactly. Another thing is a lot of exes actually have come out of the woodwork. He's from Wollongong originally. All of these girls from the Gong have come out and said, well, Adam, he's quite the man. This is actually true.
Oh, really?
Now, we were looking at it quite closely just before.
Yeah, you swung your computer screen around and said, have a good look at this thing.
I'm a little bit, you raised a really great point, because like right in the middle, it's almost like a band of a different color, so it looks like it's been extended out.
Now, I remember a show called Entourage. There's one scene where they actually put on a prosthetic one to get through like a screening test, a urine screening test. So this led me to understand that out there does exist prosthetic bits that you can, I guess, like put on somehow.
It just looks so real. He's in an interview said that it's all him. Bit vague on whether that's him, but he said, the scene is all me. So there's no like video trickery going on.
But it could be him with a rubber bit hanging on there.
Could be. The creator of the show has also said, I can tell you what Adam says about it, which is a gentleman never tells. So,
I feel like a gentleman never tells goes out the window when you have your gentleman on full view on TV.
You know what? Not a bad rumor to be going around though.
Well, if you're him, absolutely.
Like, that's great PR.
There's a lot of people who would be lining up trying to date him to find out the truth. Internet sleuths, if you will.
I think it's hilarious. Go check it out. It's actually a good show, Sex Life.
Is it? Yeah. Have you watched the rest of it, or did you just watch that scene?
I've been able to move past that scene. I'm not going to lie.
He's stuck on that scene.
Stuck.
Jeez, episode 10 again. What are you doing?
He's up next.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
So yesterday on the show, Maddie, I put it out there that I wanted to trade my induction cooker that I had. Now, it had only been used once because I just wanted to see what was out there in Newcastle that someone would want to trade with me.
I'm surprised you didn't try and flip it. So we had a couple of really interesting calls yesterday. One guy offered a full-sized skeleton with a Mark Hughes beanie.
Which was very, very tempting, I've got to admit, because you do know I like a quirky item, right?
Takes up too much room, though, I felt. I did say this yesterday. Now, the other item that was offered was a glass front toaster.
Now, this is so that you can see the toast as it's toasting. Very appealing to me, because I do like to know what level of brownness my toast is at all times.
Now, you did invite caller Matt, who offered up the toaster. He's in the studio now. He does have it here. So it looks like a nice toaster.
It does look like a beautiful, good quality item. We're going to do a test of the toaster up next. Meet Matt, and if all goes well and I'm satisfied with the toaster, we're going to do the exchange live on the air next. Get ready. This is huge.
Do you do this with all of your customers?
What do you mean?
And make them drive to you to test before you make a purchase?
No, of course not.
Crazy.
No. This is a one-time thing just right now, right? I feel like I'm the Wolf of Wall Street with all these trades going on. It's amazing.
Marshmallow Bastille right now. A New FM is 4 degrees in the ballot. Marshmallow Bastille. This is 105.3 New FM 6:43 with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
All right, so, Maddie, obviously yesterday I put it out there that I have an induction cooker that I've only used once, and I wanted to see what it was possible to trade with Newcastle, right? And I was feeling like some big hotshot Warren Buffett doing these trades and deals, you know, out there in the universe, because we got a caller called Matt who joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, there you go.
Hang on, we'll turn your microphone on. Good morning. First of all, you heard this, and what ran through your mind?
Well, first of all, when you guys first put out the call, I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Literally called and then was like, no, Matthew, don't be silly. Just no. Then you guys went to a song, you came back, and I was like, you know what? I will.
This is your day. And you've brought in this beautiful toaster, and like you said on the call initially, one side is pure glass, so you can see through there like some sort of lovely art museum and see as your toast is toasting to see how brown it is.
This
right?
is fancy. Can you please turn it for me?
Yeah, of course I can.
Wow.
Look at that.
Man, that is something else.
It's like something straight
now,
out of the future.
Matt, yesterday on the show you claimed that you have toasted bagels in this toaster. So
was it
waffle.
Waffles.
It's quite large.
Yeah.
It does have quite a big hole there.
Yeah, thickness is very important to me, and to test out whether this will actually work, I brought along some baked uprising sourdough, which is my favourite, and I've cut it very thick to see if this will actually work.
All right, so you're just going to toast it live on air.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
it
was a condition that to do the deal. There we go. It's working. That's a good sign. Look, I'm looking through the glass. Nothing, no toasting happening yet. Oh, there's already a bit of brownness at the bottom. That is quite quick.
Have you ever seen one of these before?
No,
yeah,
never seen one before.
Here. Same here.
What was it that drew you to having a glass front toaster?
Well, I was walking through Kmart with a mate and I was like, you know what?
I want that.
Sick.
Now, in terms of the induction cooker, what has drawn you in to do the trade? Have you always wanted one, or was it just a spur-of-the-moment thing?
Oh, it's a very spur-of-the-moment thing. I'm actually a bit of a sucker for impulse purchases.
Yep.
Which
Facebook I am, too.
Is my downfall.
Oh, right.
Primo okay. East Newcastle's number one Facebook marketplace.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking about it yesterday, and I think I actually bought something off you.
Really?
Oh, wow.
So, small world.
Do you remember selling a go-kart frame?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That was you.
That was me.
How about that?
Oh, my God. That's so random.
Okay, I can actually feel the heat coming off this. So I know that the toaster is working.
I just want to pull out the induction.
Oh, please do.
Look, you've mint condition here. You've still got the foam in the box, Fred.
Absolutely. I wasn't joking when I said it had only been used once.
Very filthy, though, Matt.
What are you talking about?
Get the old,
there's a couple of specks of dust on there.
A bit of dust. Otherwise, pretty well perfect.
What did you cook perfect. On this?
What actually did you cook on that?
Well, we used it for a hot pot, which is like an indoor soup thing. But there was no splatter or anything. It was like...
What's that?
What are you talking? Oh, it was one bit of dust.
Oh, one? No, look at the filth on that.
Oh,
you're
one little
spot.
You're selling
that a dirty item.
No, I am not.
Terrible.
Absolutely not. Now, this toaster is taking quite a long time, actually, which is a concern for me, but I can feel the heat coming off it. Do I want to do the trade, Maddie? Do you think I should do the trade?
Of course you should.
He's come all this way.
Of course you should.
It's a bit of a slow toast. Does it always take this long?
Okay, can I see it?
Of course you can. It's glass front. You can look right through. It's not toasted at all.
Will you actually use that at home?
Yeah, of course. If I've toasted...
I'll take it if you don't want to use it.
Now, did that pop or did I...
Look. There is that dial on the front.
Oh, okay.
I don't know whether that's power or, like, time that it's in.
Either way, it was only on three, so maybe it needs to be turned up a bit.
Perhaps.
I think you should do the trade.
Okay.
Come all this way.
You have come all this way. It is a very cool item. I'm going to do the deal. Congratulations. You're the owner of an Ambiano induction cooker, 2100 watts.
Do you ever go camping, Matt?
Yeah, I do, actually. I thought it could be good for that.
Yep.
If you go to a campsite that has electricity, otherwise absolutely useless.
Do you cook fancy food when you go camping?
Well, depends. My mate's got a Weber, like a little
Weber
BBQ.
Oh yeah, they're good.
He doesn't love cooking, so I end up cooking.
Yeah,
and we have done like some pizza and stuff in there.
Nice.
Got a pizza stone for
this
it.
Will not cook a pizza.
No, absolutely not. No. The deal's off.
You'd like to boil an egg, though. I mean,
too late. mate. No takesy backsies. congratulations. You're the, you go, now sir. The owner of the cooker.
Thank you.
I own this delicious toaster. How about we have some toast? Let's go to a song.
You need to give Matt some breakfast at least.
Absolutely. We'll do that right now.
All right, 6:48 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Don Henley, Boys of Summer, this is 105.3 New FM, 6:56. It's time to play Beat the Meat right now.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
All thanks to Singo's. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. Very simple game. All you need to do here is yell out stop before the sausages explode, Crevo.
Oh, look, this is one of the greatest things to be involved in and one of our greatest ever competitions. People will be talking about this for generations to come.
Yeah, I agree. I love the smell of burnt toast here. It's fantastic.
Whoa, from our glass front toast.
Let's go to Karen from Wall's End. She's at work right now. She's a courier. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Hello, Karen. Beating the meat. Are you pretty good at it?
Prepared to have a crack.
Yeah,
excellent.
Well, you know how this works. Remember, don't get too greedy. Yell out stop before the sausages explode. Here we go. One sausage. Three sausages, five sausages, nine sausages.
Nine. You're a big winner. Well done.
That's a meal for one, Karen.
Well, how many sausages do you?
I don't have hungry friends.
That's good. They're all you roll in a group that's all quite reserved when it comes to eating.
Barbecue at mine, guys. One sausage each.
You get half. Split down the middle. Yeah, then you can have 18 friends over once restrictions ease.
Good job, Karen. Enjoy. All thanks to Singo's. News time with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The
Novos. Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now...
22-year-old Crevo, Zach Stoles, won Australian Ninja Warrior last night, took home $100,000.
Amazing. Now, I didn't catch this app, but I've been seeing bits and pieces through the season. It is such a great show, right? It's absolutely been huge.
We always suck up to the shows that we don't watch, don't we? I haven't watched an episode this year, but I'm fascinated by the show.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a few bits and pieces.
I'm so jealous of the fitness that's on display on this show. I wish that I could, you know, compete with these blokes. Look at him.
He does look like he's in quite good shape. Also along the way, I've enjoyed some of the, I'm going to call them quick exits.
The best part.
Really. There was this one guy who was a farmer. I can't remember his name. Yeah. And he literally got through like three of the first stepping stones and fell straight in the water.
And they're so confident as
I know, right?
I've got this. I'm going to take home this $100,000.
He should have bought new shoes. He didn't. He used his old running shoes that were like really, they'd lost their grip. If he had bought new shoes, I feel like that farmer would have gotten further.
Hey, well, we're going to chat to the winner next. His name is Zach. $100,000 richer. We'll do it after Rag and Bone Man Pink, anywhere away from here at New FM. Good morning. Fresh from Pink, Rag and Bone Man, anywhere away from here. This is 105.3 New FM. It's 18 degrees in the city today, 6 degrees right now, guys. And, of course, last night, Australian Ninja Warrior wrapped up. Zach walked away with $100,000. He joins us now.
Maddie and Crevo.
Zach, good morning, mate. $100,000 in your bank account. How does it feel?
Oh, look, it's kind of like your birthday when someone says you should feel older, but you don't, so...
That's amazing, man. Yeah. Do you have plans for the cash? What are you going to do with it?
Oh, look, to be honest, I'm pretty boring with money. I'm thinking I've lined up a couple of investments, so I'll probably pop it in, let it grow, and then eventually use it when I need to buy a house.
Straight into crypto, eh?
Oh, maybe not crypto, but
here we go. Good stuff. Hey, man, you were just a beast on this course. It's a crazy stuff, man. Can you tell me what you feel like the next day after? Like, is your body pretty much broken down?
Yeah, look, it's pretty taxing, especially these last few stages where you actually do a couple of courses at the same night. It really does add up pretty quickly. But on top of that, you also have, like, the mental tiredness and the sort of fatigue you get because you're competing so late at night. And your emotions are just so up and down, so it's a whole body effort.
Walk us through some of the training you do. Do you do mental training as well to get you in the zone for this stuff?
I honestly think that our style of training is probably the best thing we can do for our mentality. Like, I find that myself and my friends, we basically train as a social occasion. Like, we just get together, have some fun, play around a big playground, and I think a side effect of that is we get quite strong.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Now, watching Ninja Warrior over the years, I mean, there's a real community aspect to the show, and a lot of people like come back to the show if they failed the year before. Obviously, you put so much time and effort training for this thing. Now you've won it. What's next for you? Like, is it just a
Is
it just for fun, or are you going to just chill out?
Oh, look, for me, it's always been about fun. Like, it's such a cool experience, and I'm never going to complain about even just getting on it and having to be able to stand up on that sort of first start platform. That's enough for me. So to be in this position is pretty wild. Honestly, I would have never expected it. It's something we train for all the time, but for it to actually happen is just absolutely crazy.
Hey, I've got a question for you. So, obviously, Nick Kyrgios was on the show this year. How was he?
Look, I didn't get too much time to chat with Nick Kyrgios. I wish I had a bit more, but from probably the 5 or 10 minutes I did get time to, which was sort of just after our semi-final power tower, he seemed like a really down-to-earth guy, really lovely.
You didn't happen to get his number, did you? Because we've been trying to get him on this show, and
we weren't
able to, so I was hoping you could hook us up off-air and we could finally make that happen.
No, sorry, I can't hear you.
Damn it. It was worth a shot.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, Zach, you bloody killed it, man. Congratulations. That's a life-changing amount of money, so good luck with the future, man. You're great.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, bro.
Congrats indeed.
Australian Ninja Warrior. There's a special on Channel 9 tonight, Record Breakers. So if you want to see all the like the beasts that have competed on this show before, check it out.
One of the best bits for sure. That and the people that fail. They should have a compilation
You
of
really
that
love
too.
The people that fail,
absolutely.
Don't you?
Makes me feel a tiny bit better about my
There's
life.
There's a whole show called Wipeout of those sorts
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the same.
I'd love to go on Wipeout.
Would you?
Yeah, so much fun. I always think every time I see them fall on those courses, like they are getting caned.
Oh, absolutely.
They must be, you know, that must be so painful.
For sure, for sure. Hey, Maddie, what's the goss is up next. This is where we're going to find out everything that's happening celeb-wise, and we're just minutes away from that.
Okay, it's 14 past 7 at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
The Novos.
Heading for a top of 15 around the lake today. This is New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade still in isolation. It's time for What's the Goss?
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Just when you thought the Britney saga couldn't get any more interesting and detailed, more stuff has come out. This is fascinating, Maddie.
Britney's basically fed this segment for 2 weeks now.
Well,
so much, isn't it?
You can't believe some of the stuff involved with this, right? So the next situation to happen in regards to this is Britney Spears' longtime manager, who has represented the star for 25 years, has now made the decision to step down. Now, in this letter, which was written to Britney's father, he's basically said that the reason behind him stepping down is he wants to officially retire. Now, when you look a little deeper into this, turns out that there may be more to it. I think it's all in regards to, like, what's happening with the Britney situation, right?
Larry Rudolph, yeah?
Yeah, that's his name, yeah. And he is a big-time manager. And the reason I think that he's just trying to, like, distance himself from this scandal is he's still managing some big names. We're talking Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, and we're talking Pitbull. So he's, like, it's not like he's retiring from the industry. He's just retiring from this Britney thing because it's too much drama.
I get that. Or he's distancing himself now because of his own involvement in, you know, forcing her to perform and whatnot.
Well, I guess that could be the case. But it, like, it, from what I've read, it doesn't seem like he was too heavily involved in that side of things. And like you said, he is trying to distance himself because it's just too much drama.
He's managed Britney, I think, since 2001, maybe.
25 years.
Yeah, the start of her career. So this is a big shift for Britney.
Absolutely right. Yeah. The other thing that's come out in the last couple of days is very, very interesting, is an article in a magazine called The New Yorker, which is does like really in-depth, like deep dives into different situations, right? Some of the details of the conservatorship that haven't been known until this investigation was done include that Britney wasn't allowed to vote. And she, the way that she was medicated, as we know, she also wasn't allowed to drive. But there's been some other parts of the control of her life that have been really interesting. So, for example, she has lived on a strict allowance, and most of the key decisions as to what goes on in her life have been taken away from her control. It's also said that according to this article, she's desperately wanted to be out of this arrangement for quite some time.
Of course,
this isn't a new thing, and she's been slammed her family for those that have been responsible this conservatorship, saying that they should be in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you know what, I've heard another story that Britney even borrows people's phones to use because she's not even allowed to, you know, look at what she wants on her own mobile phone. I hope this all works out for Britney. I'll say it again. She needs to be set free. Let her go. Britney is not going to make... The only way Britney's going to make real money now... Look, let's be honest. Not many radio stations pick up her singles anymore. Like she's kind of in a different phase of her career now. She doesn't get the radio play. The albums sell okay. It's all about the touring for Britney. It's not about making music. It's about relying on her back catalogue and what she's released so far now. She doesn't want a tour. I think it's just totally about the touring. I mean, it's got such big cash. She wants to retire. I think let her do it.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Let her live her life. She has lived such a harsh life in the public spotlight. Let her be a normal person now if she wants.
What I also didn't realise is how far back the conservatorship goes.
Oh, yeah, like 2005 maybe?
Well, they're saying 8 is when they really took control of her life and finances. That was right after that like very public breakdown. Yeah, so we're talking about the shaving the head and stuff. But it just seems... The further we dig into this, the more is there. Like, I just think that there's, like, we haven't even uncovered it all yet. I think more is going to come out of this.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Our news time with Maddie is up next at New FM 727. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
Hey, we are doing part two of our big drive for the homeless here at New FM. We've done this before. Great response from wider Newcastle. I just went out to the reception and had a look. So many blankets and jackets and the like have been donated. Yeah. So thank you to those who have donated. There is a trolley. We're still taking donations for a few days here at New FM.
Absolutely. We're going to take them out on Friday. So if you can bring them before Friday, that would be great.
If you've got some spare blankets in the cupboard, you know, maybe you can go out and get some from Kmart. Just any sort of blanket to, you know, maybe
sleeping
help somebody
bags.
That... Sleeping bag's very important to help somebody, you know, sleep a little easier at night. It's so cold right now, as we keep saying, so please get involved.
Absolutely, and we will also take food and stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And take it out to those food pantries. Up next, Maddie, this headline caught my eye, and I thought this is perfect for the show. I'll just read it out a little bit of
please
it anyway.
Do.
Girlfriend warms to a house spider and keeps it as a pet for a year before moving it to her horrified boyfriend's home, where they now feed it flies and call it Little Girl. Right? So essentially what's happened is, right, this lady has like...
So what do they call it?
Little Girl, right, has this spider.
Yeah.
And it, you know when like there's a spider in the corner of a room and you go... oh, that's the same spider. It just lives there, you know? And sometimes people just allow a spider to live there.
That's a bored person. Buy a pet.
Well,
buy a pet.
A spider's free, Maddie, and it feeds itself, you know?
So you have to collect flies. It sounds like more work than feeding a dog or cat.
Here's
what
I...
the flies, collect the flies, feed the flies.
I think this happens more than we think. This is what I want to do. 13109, have you, at some point in your life, named a spider in your house? I think it happens, like, in share houses and stuff. like a fair bit. 13109, have you named a spider in your house? What was its name? Tell us about the characteristics and stuff as well.
We'll do it after the Kid Laroi at New FM. Good morning. The Kid Laroi without you at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13109 this morning. Have you named a spider at home?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
See, Maddie, you're a bit sceptical of this yesterday, right?
I was totally sceptical about this one. I'm like, man, nobody's going to call up the radio and say, yeah, little old Bobby the spider over there.
I was wrong. People do it. I'm telling you. This happens a lot. So this couple have named their spider Little Girl, and they feed it flies, right?
One more time.
Little Girl.
Thank you.
Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Greg.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, going well, man. Do you have a spider at home, and what do you call it?
I've had a couple of huntsmen inside, yeah, that I just sort of let them go. But there was one that I named Lugubrious Larry.
Hairy legs, and then
I had an orb
flying
outside.
Rappin' Ricky and Leisure Larry. Awesome, man. Thanks for your call, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. The phones are actually going off
absolutely
now.
Absolutely.
Let's take some.
Yeah.
New FM, who's this?
Hey, this is Gabby from the Dally.
Hey, Gab. Tell us your spider name, please.
Yes. I actually have a little huntsman that lives in my mailbox at the moment.
Yeah.
He's got the biggest personality ever, so his name's Goliath. Like, this thing is less than maybe 3 centimetres long. It's slightly translucent. And every time I open the mailbox, it freaks out and it runs to the top of the mailbox and starts waving its arms around to try and scare me off.
You know, Gabby, I've never heard somebody speak with such love and compassion for a spider.
This is awesome.
I think it's a lovely thing. You know, they're very athletic. They're not particularly
athletic. Well, they are.
Yeah, they are. Huntsmen are, you know. And what I like is that they're very docile. Like, the odds of you getting bitten by one are close to nil, so I don't mind them.
Hey, Gabby, do you feed Goliath?
No, he has to fend for himself. I tolerate his existence in my mailbox.
Thank you, Gabby.
I love that great story. Let's go to Mel up next. Hey, Mel.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks. What have you named your spider?
Sexy Legs.
Oh. And now, where does Sexy Legs live?
In my bathroom window.
Okay.
Does Sexy Legs have hairy legs?
Well, the dancing that she does, I think it's the dancing moves. They're not that hairy for a black window spider.
Oh, you even know the type. That's cool.
Yeah. I used to feed it flies. I catch flies and throw them in this little web and it do this little dance and eat them up. And it got really big, really quick, and then it just dropped dead.
Well,
hairy legs.
Sexy legs.
Little girl. I love these.
Goliath.
Thank you.
Stop waving at me, Goliath.
You know what I've taken away from this segment? All spider names are epic names.
Yeah, they are. That's great.
Our birthday lotto is up next. It's worth $725. Today, all you need is a birthday to play, Crevo. We are looking for which month, please?
It's come up as August. So if you're born in August, this is your big chance. 13109.
Okay, we'll do it after this. 7:42 and New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Jason Derulo, take you dancing at 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Heading for a top of 15 around the lake today, and it's time for birthday lotto.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, all you need is a birthday to play Easy Cash Money here in Newcastle. $725. Very simple. We are looking for people born in August today, Creeper.
That's right, and it's time to meet our contestant. Her name is Ali. She's from Cessnock, working as a cleaner and going out to a new job site at Rutherford this morning. Hey, Ali, how you doing?
My name is Ali. This is Cessnock. Working as a cleaner.
Hey, Ali.
Turn your radio down. All right.
Ali, sorry.
Sorry, Ali.
We have to take another call.
We do.
Yeah, we'll try. Ali.
Ali.
Ali. Hello.
Ali, sorry, Ali.
I know you're hearing this on delay. Nah, she's...
We'll take the next caller.
UFM, who's this?
Hello, it's Amy.
Amy.
From Ali to Amy.
Were you born in August?
I am born in August, and I'm also from Cessnock.
Oh, happy times. Look, you're almost a perfect replacement.
Hey, what's good, Amy? What's up today? You off to work?
Yeah, just about to head to work now.
Nice. What do you do for a living?
I'm a florist in Currie.
Oh, nice one. Give your business a plug. The floor's yours.
We are at beautiful Glooms of Currie, and our phone number is 49372171, and we have beautiful blooms.
I love that.
Great name, actually. Beautiful blooms. I'm writing.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right.
Let's do it. 7:25 up for grabs. Spinning the balls right now for Amy from Currie. Beautiful blooms. Here we go.
All right. It has come out as the 26th. Was that
no.
you?
Oh, no.
You know what's great about this, Amy? The other lady had to wait on hold for you.
Well,
sorry,
Ali.
She wasn't born on the 26th either.
Oh, imagine.
Dirty.
What do you do?
Thanks.
Thanks for
back
that.
Before 9 o'clock, 7:25 up for grabs. A new sign with Maddie. Is up next in UFM.
UFM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
3
is the Novos.
2
and the mics are on.
Now.
Last week on the show, Maddie, we started a new challenge around the team, right? And this is essentially to see if we can guess if you have a long tongue or a short tongue.
I love this. It seems like the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard, but it's actually a lot of fun because I reckon that I'm good at picking if you have a long or short tongue.
Yeah.
Just by the way you say something, the way you articulate your words, I pick that you had a long tongue, and you do.
Absolutely
huge,
right.
In fact, like, stick it out. Long. That's the longest you can do. Oh, Crevo's is so long, it's got, like, the perfect curl at the tip.
It's like a lizard, some would say. So what we're going to do is play this up next. Long tongue or short and fun? It's our challenge around the team to see if we can score as many points as we can throughout the year. 13:10:09, we need a couple of players to play this with us,
so
right?
So we'll give you a tongue twister. Mm-hmm. You repeat it, we pick.
That's right. Very and then simple. We also get you to do this thing where you go... So we can hear what your tongue sounds like. 13:10:09, we'd like a couple of people to play long tongue or short and fun with us up next.
It's gold chisel. I lost it. My baby and UFM right now. Good morning. Cold chisel, my baby, and UFM. It's 8 past 8. It's 6 degrees in the city right now, heading for a top of 15 degrees today. And 13:10:09, call up. This is very random. We are playing the Novos long tongue or short and fun.
20-year-old Hercury from Florida believes she has the world's longest tongue.
Is your tongue really long or really short?
Do the thing. Listen to that tongue roll. Nice amount of saliva in there, well, just rolling off the end. I can tell you have a very long tongue, my friend.
It is a very random game, I give you that. We are starting a new leaderboard, though. Maddie, you're on one, and so am I. So early days, but, you know, it's still a two-horse race at this point.
So we've got a whole heap of tongue twisters here that we've compiled.
Yeah.
You need to say them for us and try we'll choose.
Try and fool us with your tongue length, if that's possible. We'll try and figure out if you have a long tongue or short and
fun. I can just picture so many people right now listening to this sticking their tongue out.
And going, is mine really...
Is it short or is it long?
Is it long? Look, you can tell us whatever you want. We'll just have to believe you.
Let's
right?
go to Anthony. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Novos. How are we?
Doing well, doing well. All right, we're going to start off... whereabouts are you calling from this morning, first of all?
Like probably 100 metres up from the studio.
Oh, you're just nearby in Sandgate. Well, welcome to the area, I guess.
Thanks, you know what? It's very rare that we get a fellow Sandgate resident calling up the show. Yeah, there's only like 10 of us, right?
Passing through in a truck, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, we'll start off with a couple of tongue twisters and then we'll get to the all important guests. All right. Let's start off with the first one. Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks.
Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks.
Okay.
We'll give you another one. Okay. Second one. We surely shall see the sun shine soon.
We surely shall see the sun shine soon.
Give him one more.
One more.
I'm still thinking.
Okay. Willie's really weary. Got him. Is a technical term for that. Okay. I've got my guess. Shall we play the suspense drone and have a think about... Well, look, let's just have a deep think about this, Maddie. Where do you think the tongue length is in terms of the general population? Do you think it is a long tongue or short and fine?
I'm going to go with short and fine.
You know what?
No, yes, that's correct.
Oh, it was correct.
Well done. You get another point, Maddie. Awesome. Good stuff, man.
There it is. I could just tell. See, like, your words were a little shorter.
Yeah, so something like, about the voice.
I don't know
that's
what the word...
tongue twisters too.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah, you just got it. You just got that, hey.
You just got the instinct for who's got the long ones, eh, Maddie?
Legend. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate that, mate. I love it or loathe it is up next. Getting Crevo's thoughts on today's daily topics. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Forever now I drive along past your street.
Olivia Rodrigo, driver's license at 105.3 New FM. It's 8:19. Crevo, you're not going to be too happy with me right now with this love it or loathe it. I don't think you'd approve of this on the show.
Oh, well, let's find
out.
But
I'm going to do it right
Jade,
now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Love it. You impose certain rules on this show in terms of topics and things we can talk about. It. And what we would describe as like a low-hanging fruit topic is tomato sauce, fridge or cupboard. You know those real basic life choices that people like?
They're an absolute ban for me on this show because I feel like it's just not entertaining.
I'm not doing, tomato sauce, fridge or cupboard.
That's our
this
number
morning.
One banned topic.
What I'm doing... Love it or loathe it this morning, hanging the toilet paper under and not over.
Three, two, one, go!
I loathe having this conversation. Does that count for anything?
Play along.
Loathe
play
it.
Along.
I don't know. Wait, what do I hang it over or under? I actually don't know.
You don't know.
I don't actually like to hang it. I prefer to just have the roll on top of the toilet.
Just play ball, Crevo, for 5 seconds.
I can't stand this.
Don't, as if in your beautiful bathroom, you're not hanging the toilet paper up.
I do hang
it
there, and I don't actually have no idea.
The reason I bring this up, big article went viral on the internet yesterday that says the original patent for toilet paper has been released, and it says that the intended way you should be placing your toilet paper is with it hanging over, not under. Because there is
how thrilling.
There's a scientific reason behind this, and that is that if you hang it under, apparently it collects more bacteria.
Which way do you hang it?
I also have my toilet roll on the toilet bowl. I just found that so interesting.
It is interesting to a point, I guess. But I don't think, first of all, will anyone ever change which way they do it? And I've just never, like, I know people discuss it, but I've never been one to even care or, like, think about which way it goes on. It's probably both ways, like one week one way, one week the other
Crevo,
at my house.
Did you know that people have been using paper for cleaning themselves since the 6th century in China, with mass production of paper for that purpose beginning in the 14th century, but it was more than 400 years until Wheeler came up on the idea of putting it on a roll.
There we go. We live and learn. I knew they invented it in China, like everything else.
I just love how far they've gone to sell this article, right? They've they've gotten this woman called Sophia on, who's the co-founder at Bathroom Origins, to back this up. She said,
"When
you place the paper..."
It's an ad. We got tricked.
Said, when you place the paper so it comes out under the roll, it's normally closer to the wall. This leads, get ready, to increased risk of it coming into contact with bacteria and droplets, including from viruses like COVID-19 on the wall surface behind it.
I don't believe, like, maybe...
They've used COVID to
as a way to sell this article, because no one would buy it for months and months because it's so boring.
She continues, if you are unfortunate enough to go to the toilet after someone who has COVID-19 and the toilet roll is under, not over, you are increasing your chances of coming into contact with the virus.
Let me guess, they tracked down the diagram from the patent to make it look more interesting and scientific.
Like a drawing?
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did do that. thank you to the Daily Mail for that. Well, there you go. Look, we did it
you
on
live
the show.
And learn.
I touched on it. I do think it is important. Think about it at home. Do you put your toilet paper over or under?
Or don't. Live your own life and do whatever makes you happy.
News time up next. Good morning.
UFM.
UFM. 105.3 UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Oh, wow.
How good was Riley?
So good. Newcastle Grammar School, year 3, 8 years old. If I was that confident...
When I was 8.
Man, he did a great job. If you want to be our next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au, and you can pick yourself up a Kids World Playland birthday party for you and all of your mates.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
Maddie, up next, I've got to talk about something that's got me quite excited, right? So you might have heard earlier in the show, and yesterday I put out the call to trade my induction cooker. It was a portable induction cooker, right?
Yeah, here's what happened. Caller Matt had an offer for you.
All right, mate, I have a glass front toaster.
A glass? Ooh,
that is fancy.
A glass front toaster.
Tell me more about it.
I don't know where I got it from or how much I bought it for, but... forgotten that. It was years ago. I've used it like twice. It's really cool though.
And he brought it in, and we made the trade. You and I tested it out this morning, had some delicious toast.
Mate, I love this toaster. It is so sexy. I want to buy one.
So the one side is like a sleek matte black. The ends are stainless steel, and then you've got this like a glass window, like in a fancy art museum across the front where you can watch your toast slowly turning a lovely amber brown.
I'm actually surprised that you're doing this because Matt did come in this morning and say, hey, I did buy this at Kmart. Sorry, man. Being such a snob when it comes to appliances and food and basically everything in life, you now have said, I don't want the toaster anymore.
That's absolutely not true. What has happened, and I'm going to retell this story the proper way because you've just made all of that up. I got a taste of how good trading is. I had a little lick of the lollipop and I said, me likey. This is a really, really good. I have decided it's time to trade the toaster in. 13-10-09, if you would like to trade something for this glass front toaster.
You haven't even taken it home.
Yeah, but we've had two pieces of toast from
it. This is not a Pokemon card. It's an appliance.
I'm telling you, this is what's happening. 13-10-09, if you've got something you think you'd like to trade for me for this glass-fronted toaster.
It is cool.
It's really cool.
You know what? And it's such a conversation starter. If you had that on display in your kitchen, I have no doubt that whoever comes into your house will say, hey, my God, what is that?
It makes toast fun again. Like, when you're a very young kid, toast is fun. It's great. You put some Vegemite on, maybe Nutella if you get super lucky.
Okay, well, what kind of things are you looking for?
Anything. I'm completely open. Now, this toaster has only been used twice. Once when original owner Matt used it, and then the second time when we tested to make sure it worked just now with some delicious sourdough bread.
All right, well, the saga continues. If you've got something you'd like to trade with Crevo for this beautiful glass front toaster, call now. 13-10-09, Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex. Right now on UFM, good morning. Salt and Pepper and UFM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We've turned into the trading post, it seems. Crevo is obsessed with trading this toaster now. Of course, after this morning, you traded your induction cooktop for this glass front toaster. We'll take your calls right now. If you've got something to trade with Crevo, call now. Of course, Newcastle's most famous Facebook marketplace seller.
Build that up like crazy.
She was a mad Facebook marketplacer. She knew every item you had.
It's a side hustle.
She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest.
Look, I don't know where I got a taste for this, but I just had the idea, because normally I buy and sell stuff, but this was something we already had, and I'd only used it once, and I thought, let's try a trade, see what's out there. So I was looking for something of equal value, around the $50 mark, and I switched from the cooktop to the glass front toaster. This thing is luxe. Stainless steel sides, a matte black finish on the other side, and then a lovely clear pane of glass where you can watch your toast cook.
This would look good in any kitchen.
Oh, it's one of those very fancy,
rare appliances that looks good wherever.
Absolutely.
We do have one person that's called up today.
And feel free to join the show still, 13-10-09, if you want to trade something. I feel like I'm getting the same buzz as the Wolf of Wall Street gets when he makes all those trades.
Whatever gets you off, man. Let's go to Michelle at Lemon Tree Passage. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Hey.
Doing well. First of all, you've heard about this. Were you more interested in the cooktop, or is it the toaster that's sparked your interest?
It's the toaster that sparked my interest.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's hear your pitch. What do you have to trade?
Well, it's not any good in the kitchen.
That's okay.
It is an advanced technology hairbrush.
Okay, now what is that?
Right. It is a sonic and ionic technology in a hairbrush that...
I'm gonna say it again, Michelle. What is that?
It feels like you're just making this up.
No, it's called Hairology, and it's an advanced technology refreshing hairbrush.
Well, Crevo's like losing his hair,
yeah,
Michelle.
I know.
So
I thought it would be well.
You thought it's gonna? Is it gonna help me grow my hair back? Is that what you're claiming?
Yes, and it'll make it luxurious, and it'll give it body.
Do you have any snake oil for sale as well, Michelle? I feel like that's a false promise.
I have argan oil, and I'm not selling.
You're not trading the argan oil, that's for sure.
I'll throw a bottle of that in with it.
Hey, Michelle, are you the Michelle that went to the football with Crevo?
That's the one.
Oh, okay, excellent.
You guys are mates. You know Michelle already,
Crevo. Of
course,
yeah. Now, tell us, because yesterday I was only wanting things that had ever been used once.
Yeah.
How many times have you used this hairbrush?
It hasn't.
It's never been used. It's still in the original packaging.
It's still in the original packaging.
And so that I know I'm not getting ripped off here, what's the RRP of said hairbrush, or what did you pay for it?
Well, it was actually given to me.
It was given to you?
Yeah.
What brand is it? Can we look this up on eBay, Maddie?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's called Hairology.
Hairology.
Yeah, it's called Hairology Advanced Technology Refreshing Hairbrush.
Okay. Maddie's just typing it into Google now. And we'll see. Because I can't be trading down too far, because I'll never make my way back up again.
Oh, it's one of those cylindrical hairbrushes, you know?
Right.
That it's like a volumizing one. So, yeah, you're right. It does make your hair look, I guess, fuller.
Okay. Scroll back up to the price up there.
Okay. So this one, brand new, is worth $69.
What do you reckon? Oh, hang on. We've got another caller on the line. So just hold there, Michelle. Hold there. We'll see what else is on offer. Good morning. Who do we have here?
Hey, it's Matt again.
Hey, Matt. Welcome to the show. Do you wanting to trade something for the toaster you used to own?
Look, I'd either like to trade that or... Look, honestly, after a bit of thinking, I'm kind of missing the toaster. So, if you guys want to trade... If you guys want to offer up this as well, and then we can do, like, a three-way trade.
Hang on. So, you're interested in the hairbrush, are you?
No, I'm interested in the toaster.
You want the toaster?
Now,
you want your toaster whether back?
Whether somebody wants the induction cooker, and then they can give something to you.
So what you're saying, Matt, is you want to reverse the deal?
You want to go back on the deal?
No, I'd like this to work out for everyone.
All right.
So we do like a three-way, or even if there's more people calling up, four-way trade.
A four-way trade. Look, to be honest, I'm confused about the situation. What do you think I should do, Maddie? This is a tough one.
Look, Maddie clearly wants his toaster back.
It's legally mine, though, you know.
I've got a theory. Oh, I don't think that toaster belonged to you, Matt.
Oh, no, I'm very aware of that.
Hold on the line, Matt. We've got another call here. Let's see. They dropped out.
Big decision here, Crevo.
Do I want the induction cooker back and try and trade another way, or do I go for the hairbrush and trade that way?
Well, Matt and Michelle are on together. Guys, say hi to each other.
Hi, Matt.
Now, okay, so how this is going to work, you give Matt the toaster back, Crevo. Mm-hmm. You give Michelle the induction cooktop and she gives you the brush.
How do I win out of that?
So you only want the toaster, is it, Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle, do you not have a toaster at the moment?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, yeah. Matt, would you be willing to take the hairbrush?
Maybe.
All right, you guys hold on the line. We've got some more calls coming in here, okay? Let's see what else is out there.
New FM, hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Hayden.
Hayden, what do you have to trade for the glass front toaster?
Well, actually, I want the hairbrush.
You want the hairbrush?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a brand new 2018 Roosters Premiership replica jersey.
Oh,
that sounds good.
The Roosters, though, man, no good.
Oh, come on.
All right, what do you think this is worth?
A few hundred bucks.
So, wait, you want the hairbrush?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, it's getting a bit out of control at the moment. I feel like that's a fair swap.
$300
replica Roosters Premiership jersey for the $70 hairbrush.
Okay,
it's only $70. Oh, I wasn't listening in on that.
Well, you've already agreed to
Michelle
it.
Really sold it, didn't she?
I know,
she made
right?
It sound like Elon Musk made it. Like, it's his personal hairbrush. All right, so this is where we're at right okay. now. Matt wants his toaster back.
Yeah.
Let's give Matt the toaster back, all
okay.
right?
Okay.
Now, in exchange for the toaster, you get the cooker back.
Yeah.
Now, Michelle has the hairbrush. Now, she doesn't want the induction cooktop, but she's now being offered the Roosters jersey.
But then what do I have? I've got the induction cooker back.
Yeah, we're back to square one.
We're back to square one. The only way to get the jersey is to get the hairbrush, which means I need to do the trade with Michelle. I've got to do the trade with Michelle, and then I can get the hairbrush and swap it for the Roosters jersey. Because I feel like the Roosters jersey is the next step up for me.
It's good.
It is good.
Do you really want to part ways with the Roosters jersey?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're willing to do it for the hairbrush?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on the line. We're going to set that up and do it tomorrow, okay?
Oh, wow. I'm so confused. I've got it figured out.
So do I.
So you get...
I'm going to end up with the Roosters jersey.
No, well, Michelle gets the Roosters jersey.
No, no, she doesn't. She gets the toaster.
No, but Matt wants the toaster.
Yeah, but he's already done the trade. The toaster's legally mine, as if I'm going back on that.
What a dog.
Hey, it is what it is. That's the world of trading. Once you give over things, you can't just get them back.
Oh, look, we'll revisit
this. The saga continues.
We'll revisit this tomorrow. Birthday Lotto up next. We have $725 up for grabs. All you need is a birthday to play.
Yep.
Which month are we looking for?
It's come up as December.
Okay, if you were born in December, give us a call right now. 13 10 09.
105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is the Novos.
Fresh from Dean Lewis. No. That is called Falling Up. This is New FM, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's time to play Birthday Lotto.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we are looking for December babies this morning. We have on the phone right now playing for $725, Karina. She's in Jesmond. Good morning.
Hey, Karina.
Hello, Karina.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Just waiting to go to work.
Oh, nice one. You went, you know what? I'm going to stay in the car. I might win money and then don't have to go in.
Well, that's it.
Exactly. All right. Well, 725 is on offer right now. Wishing you the best of luck.
What are you spending this on, Karina, if you win today?
Oh, probably the usual bills.
How boring.
Yeah, I know.
Here we go.
It's a sad reality of life sometimes. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Way to bring the vibe down, Karina. It's a sad reality of life sometimes.
Well, Karina could have just said, I'll have a party or something, you know, when things lift up.
Come on, Karina. Play along.
Were you born on the 4th?
Oh, no, the 5th.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, so close. Oh, thanks for playing. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karina. Enjoy. Back tomorrow worth $750.
Oh, yeah.
Big day. Of course, Crevo, don't forget, entries are still open now for Newcastle's hottest tradie.
That's
2021
right.
At newfm.com.au. Everyone's competing for $500 to spend at the Kent.
Yep.
Couple of days left to get involved with that. We'll announce the finalists on the show here next week. Of course, Uma the intern is currently looking over entries.
That's right. She's pouring over this big stack of entries. But there is still time to get involved. 500 for the guys and 500 for the girls. What an amazing prize,
yeah,
right?
Good
the
stuff.
Kent, they're just a great venue.
Love it. Of course they are. I mean, the Kent was the first ever pub I went to in Newcastle.